Thank you all for joining us on a historic night. I am honored that you are all here. I am honored that you have all fought for this democracy that is so important to each and every one of us. I want to begin by introducing my wife, Chris, who has stood by my side for many, many years. Our children, Tommy, Annie, Aaron, and Kate, who have been out there working for their dad, and I couldn't be prouder of them. Let's give them a round of applause. I just got off the phone with Governor Walker and congratulated him on his victory tonight. We agreed that it is important for us to work together. And I want to thank all of you for the work that you have done. This has been the most amazing experience of our lives. And what we have seen over the last 16 months is we have seen this democracy come alive. To those of you who fought, who obtained signatures, who stood out in the cold, who did what you thought was right, never, ever stop doing what you think is right. That's what makes this such a great country. To those of you who care about this city, which I love, to those of you who care about this state, which I love, please, please, please remain engaged, remain involved, because we will continue to fight for justice and fairness in this city and this state. And as I've traveled this state the last several months, I was amazed. I was simply amazed at the energy, the excitement that I saw in people throughout this state. And you, if you had been with me, would feel as honored as I do to have gotten that opportunity to meet so many wonderful people, people who care about their families, people who care about their communities, people who care about the future of this state. The energy that I have received the last 2.5 months has come from you. It has come from the people of this state, and I thank you for that. But now we must look to the future, and our challenges are real. We are a state that has been deeply divided, and it is up to all of us, our side and their side, to listen to each other, and to try to do what's right for everyone in this state. The state remains divided, and it is my hope that while we have lively debates, a lively discourse which is healthy in any democracy, that those who are victorious tonight, as well as those of us who are not victorious tonight, can at the end of the day do what is right for Wisconsin families. That is what our duty is. That is what we must do for the people of this state. So this is not an end tonight. This is an end of another chapter of Wisconsin's history. But there are more chapters to come. And in those chapters, it is my sincere hope that all of us here, that all of us here will remain engaged. And for those of you who have been involved for the first time or the 20th time, I hope that you got the same energy from this that I did. Because I will continue to fight for this city, I will continue to fight for the people in this city, and I will continue to try to do what is right for all of us. Thank you very much. Let's go get them. Have a great evening. Thank you.